This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-3 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can join those and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And they are free, by the way, so please go there. And you can actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there on Discord pretty much 24 hours a day. There's a lot of people there and interesting discussions and some pretty amusing ones as well. So hop on over there and enjoy that. Joining you in our beautiful studios here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And nobody.
So there's been a lot of talk about police reform in the news ever since the...
Nobody believes that.
The killing of, well, you're not going to believe this either, I'll tell you that. The killing of George Floyd, of course, started off a whole bunch of protests in Minneapolis and then in other cities. And we've seen, you know, some very interesting things transpire, including the torching of the Minneapolis Police Department 3rd Precinct. So you can... What you want to look at here is what are these reforms that they're actually proposing. And the reforms they're proposing are, of course, coming from the existing establishment. So you should automatically go ahead and be suspect of anything coming from the existing establishment.
Generally, the establishment proposals for radical change come down to, we'll do the same thing and call it something else.
That's basically what we learned recently when we were examining what Biden has been saying about supposed police reforms, that effectively he's saying the same things he's been saying ever since the last decade, the Ferguson, Missouri riots, for instance. He spoke about the same things back then. And the story we read, actually, it was The Intercept did a really detailed piece about this, and they looked at his talk, and they compared it to what had been happening, and a lot of the stuff that he was calling for had already been implemented, and it hasn't done jack squat. In fact, Minneapolis was one of the cities in which those ideas were implemented.
Wow.
And so that led to people burning the police department down. So he's got nothing. Well, what about people on the right side of the aisle? You can't look to them for any leadership
here. They got
nothing. Either. Here's the latest from New Hampshire, where Governor Sununu, Chris Sununu, a.k.a. His Excellency.
Oh, His Excellency.
Who you're running against.
He must have a solution. He's excellent.
Yeah, so it was in the news today. NPR had a story about this supposed sweeping reforms. Bill banning police chokeholds in New Hampshire becomes law. But does it? Governor Chris Sununu has signed a sweeping bill to overhaul state criminal justice policy, including a ban on the use of chokeholds by the police in New Hampshire. Now, I don't know if Josh Rogers at New Hampshire Public Radio, who wrote this story, actually looked at the bill, because one of our friends was taking a close look at this last night, and he said it doesn't do anything like what they're saying that it does. He looked at the bill. It says the use of a chokehold by any law enforcement officer is prohibited, with the exception, okay, so it's not a ban if there's an exception, right? Just straight up. Whatever the exception is, it's not a ban, it's not sweeping. But here's the exception, according to paragraph, with the exception of the circumstances in paragraph 2A. What is paragraph 2A? Law enforcement officer is justified in using deadly force when he believes, only when he reasonably believes such force is necessary, A, to defend himself or a third person from what he reasonably believes is the imminent use of deadly force. And so if the cop is scared, he can use a chokehold.
And they're always scared.
Right.
Wow.
So what has changed?
That's like sweeping dirt.
Yeah. In the desert.
Yes.
In addition, the bills, and back to the NHPR's piece here, which was retooled this session in response to the killing of George Floyd, requires police officers to report misconduct they see on the job and provides money to pay for psychological screenings of police recruits. Okay. So I'm going to pull up the bill, and we're actually going to find out. When it says it requires the police to do a thing, I do have to wonder, what's the penalty if they don't?
Good question.
Because usually when the government is supposed to do a thing or required to do a thing, there's no actual penalty. It's just, you're a bad officer. You didn't do what you were required to do. Shame on you. You're going to get a verbal lashing.
Mm-hmm. But the victim will get no damages from the state. I'll bet that.
No, they definitely won't. Now, if you want to jump into the discussion here, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there's several pages here, so I'll dig a little deeper. But let's go on. So they say it prohibits private prisons in New Hampshire. Okay, well, all the prisons in New Hampshire, you know, the prisons suck. Right, because prison is not a good place to go. There's certainly some legitimate critiques about private prisons out there in that, for instance, they do tend to have, in a lot of places where they do exist, a typical like 90% fill rate agreement where essentially they enter into a contract with the state saying, yeah, we'll do your prison keeping duties in return for you giving us 90% of our rooms filled at all times.
Yeah, see, that seems like a cause of action to me, because there's this thing called misuse of process, okay? And that is basically when you use the legal system for purpose other than what it is intended, more or less. So, for example, if you go and arrest a bunch of people because they're protesting, but you arrest them for an actual crime, like spitting on the sidewalk, or an actual violation of an actual statute, but that crime is never enforced.
Mm-hmm.
That's misuse of process, because, you know, clearly if you were intending to prevent people from spitting on the sidewalk, you would be you would be arresting somebody besides this small group of people.
Right.
So
you're targeting
basically
them.
If you're imprisoning people for the purpose of fulfilling your contract with some private contractor, as opposed to for the purpose of maintaining law and order, then in theory you should have a real legal problem.
So they're not going to have any real legal problems because they're the state, and, you know, trying to go up against them can result in some pretty crazy stuff happening to you. There's even a story in the news about federal agents snatching people off the streets. Did you hear about that one?
Oh, yeah, the unmarked cars,
Yeah, that's happening now. That's a thing now here in the United States. So we can talk about all those things as well. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. A little bit more here about this story. So they also say it creates so-called Good Samaritan protections for reporting an alcohol-related emergency if the person is younger than 21. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd want to hear the details before I concluded that, because the devil's always in the details, but
true.
It does
on
sound like a good a good thing to do.
On its face.
Yes.
You know, the idea that if you're 19 years old, you're at a party, somebody overdoses on alcohol, you know, they're really sick, you got to call the hospital, that you don't have to worry that you're going to be charged with also being underage and in possession of alcohol. So the idea being that maybe if young people were actually aware of this, then the idea that they would know what the law is a whole other question. But if young people were aware about this, then maybe they would actually call the ambulance if their friend is possibly on death's doorway, rather than just leaving them at the party and, you know, running because they're afraid they're going to get arrested.
It is best not to punish people for doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if that is indeed what's going on there, then then I agree with it. Now, to NHPR's credit, they did actually speak with Jordan Thompson of Black Lives Matter Nashua, who pointed out the bill is symbolic. Quote, police officers can still use the chokehold if they fear they're in danger or they fear that someone else is in danger. Thompson and others say the bill should have included harsher consequences for officers if they use the chokehold inappropriately or fail to report cases of police misconduct.
Were there any consequences?
That's what I'm going to take a look for here. I'm going to dig through the details in the bill, but it doesn't sound like Jordan Thompson from Black Lives Matter is satisfied with it, so I suspect there's very little.
He's probably right.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, plus the snatching of people on the streets into unmarked vans. We'll tell you about that on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The supposed, as they describe it in New Hampshire Public Radio, sweeping police reform bill doesn't really do much of anything. According to what we've been digging through here with you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to learn about cryptocurrency, learn the basics first over at Bitcoin.com. They do a good job of teaching you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there, cryptocurrency in general. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn that. Also, their news site is particularly useful at news.bitcoin.com. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you can get the latest news headlines over there any old time you want to from the world of cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. So the big claim here in this bill, or one of the two big claims, besides that it bans chokeholds, false. There's an exception that you can drive a huge truck through. The exception saying that as long as the police officer is afraid, basically, they can still use a chokehold. So if they believe they are so-called in danger or that a third party is in danger.
Wow.
But... And we were just looking a little closer here because the other claim is that it requires, quote, requires police officers to report misconduct. All right, well, I pulled the actual bill up here. And this was signed, by the way, into law by Sununu. So this is done. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. The section on reports of misconduct by law enforcement officers. So they describe what misconduct means: assault, sexual assault, bribery, fraud, theft, tampering with evidence, tampering with a witness, use of a chokehold, or excessive and illegal use of force as defined by the New Hampshire Criminal Code. Shall be the duty of any law enforcement officer who observes misconduct by another law enforcement officer to notify the chief law enforcement officer in his or her department in writing immediately or as soon as is practicable after observing such misconduct. Within 7 days of receiving such notification, the chief shall notify the Police Standards and Training Council of such misconduct in writing. If the chief law enforcement officer is the subject of the report, the reporting officer shall report directly to the Police Standards and Training Council. And then they go on to say that no discriminatory, disciplinary, or retaliatory action shall be taken against any officer for any information given or disclosed by him in good faith in the course of making a report of misconduct. And then finally, it says that any police department that receives a report of misconduct shall timely conduct an investigation and reach a determination on the merits.
So they have to investigate themselves and find they did nothing wrong?
That's correct.
Okay.
After the investigatory entity determines that the evidence shows the individual committed any acts of misconduct, the name of the individual and any act of misconduct shall be disclosed to the Police Standards and Training Council. That's the end.
Wow. So the first thing that is notoriously missing from that is any penalty.
That's
usually
right.
a law they intend to have some effect, goes on to say anyone not doing this shall be guilty of
a misdemeanor
or a felony.
Or even a violation.
That's
not here.
Shall be guilty of something.
No. In this case, all they would be guilty of is dereliction of duty, because it says in Section 2, it shall be the duty of law enforcement officers who observe misconduct to report it. So it is now their duty, and if they violate something that's part of their duty, then they just get whatever the normal procedure is for violating their duty. Oh, officer, we told you this was now your duty, and you didn't report that this other officer stole money from that child over there, and shame on you. We're going to give you a verbal lashing twice, and then you'll come back for a third lashing later on today.
Wow.
You know, I mean, whatever the stupid internal department punishment would be.
Maybe
that's
a couple of paid days off.
That may be. I mean, it could have been, you know, hard for them to make that decision. So they may need to have a whole week off because it was PTSD-inducing to decide to actually report on one of their fellow officers.
Wow.
So that's it. That's it. That's all. Just a duty with no punishment whatsoever. And I don't know if... So it says that the name of the individual and the act of misconduct shall be disclosed to the Police Standards and Training Council. So if the department decides that it was indeed a violation, it was indeed misconduct, then they only have to report the name and the act to the Police Standards and Training Council. Is that information public, or do they get to keep that private?
Well, I would certainly hope it would be subject to a Freedom of Information Act demand, but I suspect that it would not, because it would be considered a personnel matter.
So I don't know what the answer is to that question. If you want to weigh in here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know there has been a push in New Hampshire to open up what they call, I think it's called the Lori List.
Yes.
You've heard of this?
Yeah, and there's actually been a call by, I think, one of the former police chiefs that the list should be eliminated as a secret list and everyone on it should be fired, which that makes a lot of sense to me because you're accepting these people's word as gospel in mm-hmm. court, even though you know they're not trustworthy. That's raunchy.
At the very minimum, it should be public, the list, and I don't think it was.
Oh, yeah, and available to defense attorneys, yes. Most importantly.
Yeah.
If and when we find out what's on this list, every case in
then
which one of these
them.
Cops was a
right.
was a witness becomes suspect.
Yeah.
I will certainly be looking for the names of the cops who testified against me on it if and when it shows up.
So, I don't know if they've actually changed that particular rule. So I think that list is still confidential.
It is.
That I suspect that if somebody is found to have conducted been a naughty officer, then their name is just going to go on that list and no one's going to find out about it.
Yep, the circular file list.
Yeah. So this really absolutely does nothing whatsoever. There are some sections in here where they change the statutes on it's like certain statutes on punishments of things, so it really doesn't have anything to do with police reform. Anyway,
Sununu is a master of making it look like somebody's doing something
right.
When actually nobody's doing anything.
Police officers here, according to the statement, Sununu called the measure, which was crafted by Democrats. See, it's bipartisan.
Oh, well, that helps.
A good first step, he said. Now, this acts like Sununu cares, right? Because he's been pretending like he's concerned with the protests and in favor of the protests and acting, this is a big show, right, to show that he's concerned about police reform. When the entire time he's been in office, he's been gobbling the knob of the police departments the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy never saw a police badge that he didn't want to shine.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he take any action against, for example, the officers who dragged that kid out of the car by his dreadlocks in, was it Laconia?
Ooh, good question.
That was like the same day that George Floyd was murdered.
I believe the response in that was from the department, and the department said their officers were justified in the use of force.
Wow.
I think trying
to use the force to remove somebody from a car he owned.
Yep. I think that's what they
said.
Because
they thought it might be stolen.
Sununu said he looks forward to the continued work of the commission that he established earlier this year on law enforcement accountability. The commission was given, which is, by the way, packed with law enforcement officers, was given 45 days to come up with a series of recommendations to provide Sununu. But this week, the commission said they may need additional time to complete their work. So they didn't meet the deadline.
Wow. That's kind of funny, considering they're almost certainly going to deliver nothing.
Yeah. More, nonsense reforms, meaningless reforms like this. You can expect more of that. 855, 450, free like freedom. But what about Minneapolis? Because, that's where the supposed hotspot is. That's where the things are going to change, right?
They burned down a police station. Maybe that's what it takes.
Well, we got an update from Minneapolis coming up. We'll tell you what's going on there. 855, 450, free. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another death row inmate is dead after a federal execution this afternoon. Iowa drug kingpin Dustin Harkin was executed for killing five people in the early 90s in Iowa. Two of the victims were government informants and the other two were children. He is the third federal death row inmate to be executed this week. Vice President Mike Pence on the campaign trail, this time in Ripon, Wisconsin, talking about some of the accomplishments of President Trump.
In two short months, May and June, saw record-breaking job creation. We've already added 7 million jobs back to the American economy, and we're just getting started.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow ends the week losing 62 points and finishing at 26,672. This is USA Radio News. A civil rights leader passes away. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Civil rights leader C.T. Vivian, a very close associate of the late Dr. Martin Luther King during his crusade for racial equality, has died at 95. Family members confirm he passed away in Atlanta early Friday. Vivian, a black Baptist minister, was one of King's staunchest supporters and most effective aides with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference during the 1960s, as the organization spearheaded a nonviolent campaign to end segregation in the South. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama in November of 2013.
The NFL says it will wait for the results of an independent investigation into sexual misconduct claims against the Washington Redskins before taking action. The league said in a statement released this morning the allegations are serious. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial on in here toll free at 855-450 free like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-3733, and the Discord call-in lines are open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. And that is a great way to get on the air. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian, by the way,
and nobody.
So we were starting out talking about these meaningless police reforms, as we revealed from New Hampshire's governor, a.k.a. His Excellency, Chris Sununu, signing what NHPR on one hand describes as sweeping, but then they actually do, to their credit, interview somebody from Black Lives Matter who actually tells them that, yeah, this bill doesn't do anything. It doesn't actually ban chokeholds because there's a huge exception. If the cops are afraid, they can still use a chokehold.
It's an interesting use of journalism, because basically people who only read the headline will walk away thinking there were sweeping reform.
Right.
Only people who read the article will know that nothing changed.
Correct. And that is the case here. And I suspect that's the case in a lot of places. So I was like, well, what's going on in Minneapolis? What's the latest there? Because, you know, Minneapolis, that's the hot spot. That's where George Floyd was murdered by the police. That is where the massive protests that spread across the entire country began. And I saw this headline recently out of FastCompany.com, just reported 2 days ago. So this is, you know, fresh news. Minnesota cops are now using drones to, just take a guess, take a wild guess. Just a wild
black guess. Folks for sport?
Not quite. Okay. In this case, they're using drones to spot nude beachgoers. Yes, that's right. Minneapolis police, who have apparently not learned a thing about why people hate them, are now using drones to spot people illegally taking their clothes off at an unofficial nude beach, according to a report from WCCO CBS affiliate. Numerous online sources say the Twin Lake Beach has a long history of nudity, but legally, anyone nude and any women exposing their breasts are violating the law. A group of horny officers from the Golden Valley Police Department and Minneapolis Parks Police, but you know how these guys are. I mean, we've seen so many stories of these just hornball cops assigned to jobs like busting strippers in strip clubs who are doing things that weren't supposedly legal, and yeah, actually having sex with prostitutes before they arrest them in places like Hawaii, where it was, you know, supposedly legal for some amount of time. It may still be. So, like, you know, there's a bunch of cops that love this job.
Oh, yeah.
Group of officers from the Golden Valley Police Department and the Minneapolis Parks Police, because you need cops just for the parks, apparently, there, sent in the drones after receiving, quote, a dozen complaints this spring and summer regarding people being nude.
Send in the drones.
Drinking alcohol or doing drugs at the beach.
Quick, somebody panic.
The devices caught images of people exposing parts of their bodies they later covered up when officers arrived on the beach. The police say the drone surveillance is legal since the beach is a public place, but it understandably made some beachgoers uncomfortable. Some also consider the current law discriminatory. It allows men to be topless, but not women. And the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board is considering changing it, because apparently the Park and Recreation Board can just make laws. I don't understand that. But people at the beach also accused the police of singling out black beachgoers, approaching them first, and pushback from the crowd ultimately made the officers leave.
Nice.
The report. So that's nice to see.
Yeah, some actual resistance is a beautiful thing.
All right, and that's what it's going to take. That's what it's always going to take if you want to actually retain some freedom, if you want to gain more freedom. These are two things that resistance is going to be required, where you don't do what you're told, where you don't go along to get along, and you don't do, you know, I don't advocate for violence. I think their peaceful resistance is much more effective. Large numbers of people, in this case, were able to dissuade the police from continuing their aggressive action.
Yeah, but Frederick Douglass was definitely right when he said, power never yields but to demand.
Exactly.
You must make the demand, you must stand up, you must face the threats if you want to be safe from the powers that be.
Unfortunately, it seems nobody that people want to be protected by the powers that be, or at least feel as though they're being protected, because they do everything they're told to do. Put on a mask, they say, and they put them on.
Yeah,
do what they're told.
It's frightening, and to me, you know, putting on a mask is far from the worst thing they do. The other thing they do is they stand by while George Floyd is being killed, and they do nothing when one good flying kick to that officer's face
that would have ended that.
Well, have saved a life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now somebody else would have gone to jail. But, you know, it's quite possible both of those people would be alive.
So that, I am really glad to hear the part of this story where people pushing back against the officers turned them around. In fact, Golden Police Department Sergeant Randy Mollin said to WCCO, quote, "We made the choice that things were only escalating and we chose to leave. Boy, I wish more police would have the awareness to make that particular decision? Because usually when things escalate, they get excited, and that's when they start cracking heads.
Yeah, because, you know, in general, they're adrenaline junkies, and it's like, oh, goody, combat.
And they're adrenaline junkies with protection legally for when they attack people, when they hurt people, when they destroy things, when they, you know, just absolutely ruin people's lives. They have no penalties.
When they're right, they're right. When they're wrong, they're still right. according to the authorities, at least.
But in this case, they actually turned around and left. And I suspect that had to do with the fact they were likely outnumbered. Okay, because, you know, if it's... You know, if somebody's taking their clothes off on the beach, they're probably not going to send the SWAT team in for that call. They probably send in two or three officers or something like that just to come and try to intimidate this person into putting their clothes back on or whatever. And then a dozen people surrounded them and said, get out of here. We don't want you here. We didn't call you.
Yeah. And, the obvious solution is just post a warning. That, hey, people get naked here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. If you don't want to see that, there's 10,000 other parks in Minnesota.
It is apparently a unofficial nude beach, meaning that it is sort of known for, I mean, it's probably not posted, but to some extent it is known that if you go there, you're probably going to see somebody naked.
Right. It would make sense to post it.
Sure.
You know.
And that would be the right thing to do,
because
it shouldn't be a crime to begin with to expose one's own body. I mean, we're all born naked, so nudity is a natural order. It's something that we are all used to seeing ourselves naked, right? We've certainly, over time, seen plenty of people in, you know, life and pornography or movies or whatever, naked. So, like, this isn't something that people should still be treating with this puritanism, but yet still, it continues on. The fear, the abject fear surrounding, oh, my God, what if my child sees some woman's breasts?
They'll know what breasts look like. Quick, somebody, panic!
They may have been breastfed at some point in their life, so, I mean, they presumably have seen them before. Mm. It's the puritanical idea that it's somehow corrupting to see another human body naked. And I think built into it is the idea that nudity is somehow always sexual, and I don't think that it is.
No, I mean, if you've ever had to work in a nursing home and change an 80-year-old, I'm sure there was very little thrill to that at all. Unless you've got unusual taste.
Yeah, I mean, some people do like the older people, but
it's true.
Whatever floats your boat. So I mean, we've seen these stories with, and we've reported on a number of them where ladies will go and protest the topless ordinances and such. We've seen that done here in New Hampshire to some success and some failure. So we're not there yet. Even here in the 21st century, we're still not to the point where people have gotten over seeing a naked body.
My God, people, it's the current year.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number, 855-453. 855-450-3733. What kind of fake police reform, quote, reform, is going on where you live? Are they even bothering to pretend to do something? Well, in New Hampshire, they tried to pretend, and some people might be fooled because the news headlines make it sound like they're doing something. But the reality is nothing is changing. So we can talk more about that. If you want, you can share what's going on in your area. Plus, Minneapolis police now cracking down on a nude beach, an unofficial nude beach. They just they haven't learned anything.
Wow. Well, they did learn enough to back off.
True.
Eventually, when confronted.
Well, I don't know. That's just a natural thing, though, isn't it? Nobody. I mean, if two guys show up in a group of 20, two cops show up in a group of 20 to 50 people, and they try to start throwing their weight around, and that group starts pushing back against them, telling them to go away, there's a good chance they're going to turn around.
They may well, but they may call for backup.
They may call for backup, but at the very least, in that moment, they will be intimidated because numbers matter. And that's one of the reasons why years ago when you were known as Rich Paul and you were doing the 420s here in Keene, where on a daily basis you're out at Central Square with upwards of 150 people or so, at its peak, smoking cannabis in Central Square, the police didn't want to mess with it after a little while. They tried. They came in, tried to arrest you and another guy they thought was heading the thing up. But when that didn't stop it, they just decided to start ignoring the event.
Yeah, eventually, eventually they did.
Yep. Because they don't have the numbers. They don't have enough people. They'd have to call in state police. They'd have to call in cops from all over the place to take down an event of 150 disobedient people.
Yeah, I mean, the calculations I made at that time, I believe there were 28 cops on duty at a time in Keene, and as you said, we had something like five times that.
They don't normally have 28 cops on at once. I mean, if they wanted to bring, like, most of the force on, then 28 would be the majority of the force.
I think that was the maximum they could muster.
Probably.
Or our estimate. Because they've got the about 40. They could muster.
Last I saw, they got about 44, 45 uniformed police officers at Keene Police. So
right.
28 would be the super majority, or a solid majority of them.
Yeah, it would. So, you know, it would be very difficult for them. What I was concerned about, and they never actually did it, is that they would bring in either great gangs of state troopers or the National Guard, which on the one hand would have been kind of scary, but on the other hand, hilarious if they had to call out the military for people smoking weed.
Yeah. Which they didn't do. So.
Yes. Okay, props for that.
And it was a victory. It was a major victory, but because of the numbers. And that's why all of this supposed reform is happening. Because there were significant numbers of people in the streets, in Minneapolis's case, setting fire to the police department and others. You know, you had the experiment of the Chaz, where they literally, you know, the police left in Seattle, a six-block area, and protesters took it over. There have been people taking down physically statues across the country, and very little the police can do about this given their limited numbers. There are, what, about 500, I think, to one is the sort of the average in any given area where there's 500 people for every one police officer?
That seems like a reasonable estimate. I know that nationally there are 1.5 million police plus military, which makes one of those for each 200 citizens, but the military is a big chunk of that, and they're not being counted in your estimate. So I would say that's probably about right.
Either way you slice it, there's way more of us than there are of them, which is why, you know, coming back to what we were discussing earlier, if you want change to happen, you have to do something. And you have to do more than just complain about it. If you're sitting behind a computer screen hammering away at a social media of some sort, they're not going to care about that. That doesn't affect them.
No, it's not until you use that social media to rally people to get out in the street.
The real life, yeah.
Or to act in the real world, or to stop paying their taxes, or to do something tangible. That's when the authorities are going to stand up and notice. Burning down a police station is a great start, but apparently even that is insufficient.
Yeah, that wasn't enough, and it's not. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot in Minnesota. I think you're going to see a bunch of half-assed reforms that are intended to make people think that something is going on, and ultimately, it will disappoint. It will.
Well, nobody will reform the whole ass.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, public to weigh in on charter amendment proposal amid Minneapolis police reform. So here's one of the latest stories about what's going on there. Rebecca Amostiak reporting at Eyewitness News, KTSP.com. They say for the first time, and how long has it been now since George Floyd was killed? At least 2 months, I think, at this point. Was it back in May?
Yeah, something like that.
For the first time, the public will have the chance to weigh in on the future of public safety in Minneapolis, as well as the possible dismantling of the police department, during a virtual meeting on Wednesday. Yes, the meeting will address proposed changes to the Minneapolis City Charter, including possibly replacing the police department with a, quote, community safety and violence prevention department, unquote.
Well, that's amazing. 2 months dead and not forgotten yet.
City leaders have stated they are looking at options to possibly change the structure of policing, including forming a public safety work group to go over the charter amendment the city council recently laid out. So they're still talking about what they might possibly do, and now they're going to get a public hearing on what they could possibly do, which includes forming a work group, which will be another group of people, to consider what they could possibly do and have more public hearings on what they could possibly do. We may be about 5 years away from actually doing something.
Yeah, well, except I don't think that's the intent. I think the intent is to fritter away the energy.
That's what I'm saying.
And basically to end up with no change at all at the end of that 5 years.
Sure, and then they'll shame everybody for saying, hey, we had all these meetings, and we even put them on Zoom, and you people didn't show up and tell us what to do, even though plenty of people will show up. But they'll still say, well, we should have had more participation here.
Yeah.
As though people want to sit through these endless government meetings where these bureaucrats pretend to listen to what you have to say while they the whole time have had their minds made up about what they intend to do.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about burning down a police station is they can't say you didn't give them any input on what you think. that's a pretty clear statement.
The proposal wouldn't necessarily mean halting police operations. It would make it easier, they say, to make those changes if city officials decide to proceed in that way. Ultimately, if agreed upon, the amendment would be on the November ballot when Minneapolis residents vote. I'm not sure. Oh, so a charter amendment. So they're going to amend the city charter, basically, is the proposal. That's what they're talking about doing in order to purportedly replace the police department entirely.
Interesting.
Now, if they actually do that, it will be an interesting experiment to see exactly what will be different. What will be the difference between the community, quote, community safety and violence prevention department and the police department? What will its goals be, you know, for one versus the other? Will it be the same officers just with a different uniform on? You know, what's that going to look like exactly?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see. I'm guessing that in 5 years, if you went to Minneapolis, you'll notice nothing. Appreciable difference except possibly the patches on the uniforms.
This is apparently a day after the Minneapolis mayor announced changes to the police department's use of force and de-escalation reporting requirements. So, yeah, I think you're right here, Nobody, that they're, I like your term, frittering away the energy. People they're upset, they're in the streets, they're wanting change, and the politicians are going to act like they're doing something. They're going to get behind podiums, they're going to give speeches, they're going to campaign on these issues, because I don't know if it's an election year in Minneapolis, but it sure is here in New Hampshire, and I think you're going to see a lot of pandering by politicians as we get closer to the election. A bunch of politicians...
Well, the article said they were having an election in November, right?
Did it?
I think so. That's the city's charter.
Yep. So there's going to be a lot of heavy pandering going on here where these politicians are going to make you think they care about police reform. The thing you ought to ask them is, what did you do for police reform prior to May of 2020?
Did you care?
Did you do something? Not care.
Yeah.
Because you can care all you want. Did you propose anything? Did you do anything at all to achieve police reform? Is it now all of a sudden that you want us to believe that this is an issue for you? Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.